Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lanfield and I were just having this discussion.
What's the discussion?
I think a few things are going to happen with the New York Football Giants. I think they're going to be bad. I think it's going to fall apart. I think Brian Daboll is going to get fired. I think Malik Nabers is absolutely going to hate Daniel Jones. And despite all of that, I think they'll still beat Washington twice.
I don't know, man. I think things are going to change up. I just got to get out of the old way of thinking. That's all I'm thinking. Well, you know, even the Giants always been a tough team.
Giants have
if they were to split with the Giants and then they beat all these teams they're supposed to beat, I mean, I'm cool with it.
Jeff is calling a sweep of the Giants. Is that it? You were saying it yesterday, Jeffrey.
Yeah, like he caught that big fish yesterday.
We sweeping the Giants this year.
Lanfield, does any part of you believe Washington will sweep the Giants?
No, it doesn't matter how bad the Giants are or how good the Commanders are. The Giants just find a way to win. It's enraging.
The Giants were awful last year and swept Washington. I don't know if you can find this with a quick Google search. When's the last time Washington swept the Giants?
I don't know.
Has it happened in the post-Redskins era? Has it happened in the last 4 years?
If I just go based off a thought process, it doesn't sound
happened
like it.
2021.
2021. Okay.
That was close. JP?
4 years.
4 years?
Because when we went in the end of it, we wouldn't play them at the end of 2025. That's playoffs. My bad.
Apparently, they won four in a row. They swept them in 21 and then beat them. Did they sweep them in 22 also? That can't be.
Did they beat them in 20, swept them in 21 and beat them the first game of 22?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Tiger sweep.
The Tiger slam. There you go. The New York Football Giants. How do you think that's all going to go with Danny Dimes up there?
Listen, man. I get concerned by everybody feeling that you got to treat these damn quarterbacks with kid gloves. When we're told, I'm constantly reminded that this is the most important position in sports. And I'm thinking, if it's the most important position, you need somebody that's mentally damn tough, right?
Yeah.
So if I think he's going to feel a little butthurt. And I think, I would say he's going to go out there, he's going to try to perform. But when he was relaxed, he was bad. So he's going to be trying to force, he's going to be even worse.
And he's coming back from injury.
Yeah, I think they're going to, you know, he's going to do what I have said that Jaden Daniels was doing. As a college quarterback, you are trying to impress people. So you do some stupid stuff. I think Daniel Jones,
I think we just call him Daniel Jones from here on out.
He is going to try to impress, which is going to mean this guy had two shoulder injuries.
He feels a little mental midgety.
Yeah.
He feels like me with a 6-foot putt.
We act as if every quarterback is that way. I think they should be put through the toughest stuff. Because if everything is riding on that quarterback, I want him to be as mentally tough as a damn Green Beret, as a Navy SEAL. I don't want him to, like, every time something happened around him, oh, Lord, my job's going to get lost, and they're going to start losing their mind. I don't give a damn. Show me how tough you are.
I have a Giants Commanders trivia question.
Okay.
You ready? All right. In the last 24 years, what do you think the Giants' record against the Commanders is?
The last 24 years.
24 years.
50, so going 50%. Back to the year 2000.
To the year 2000.
50%.
It wouldn't shock me if it's 50%. It wouldn't shock me if the Commanders have won 30% of those games.
The Giants are 32-15-1 against the Commanders.
Damn.
In the last 24 years.
That's why I feel that way.
That's why you feel that they always lose, because they kind of do.
I just looked up the all-time series. The Giants and the Washington franchise have played 182 games.
Mm-hmm.
Giants are 107-70-5. They've won 60% of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was
point,
when Washington
was
good.
The Giants were super, super good.
Think about that
and
91
the Commanders
team.
Weren't.
Right, but how important it was to go up there on that Monday nighter and beat them in the Meadowlands.
They've been playing the Giants.
That year.
They've been playing the Giants since the 30s. The only two decades they have a winning record against them in are the 70s and 80s.
That's
and they were 11
George
and 10
Allen and Joe Gibbs
in the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow. Giants kicked their ass and have for 90 years.
Yeah.
Man. But
I think you can't worry about just that game, though.
I'm not. Here's my prediction. The Giants are going to stink. They're going to fire Brian Daboll. Drew Locke ends up starting half those games. And yet, they'll still be a problem for the Washington Commanders.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.